Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. This is July the 11th of we're rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking, trying to make it happen for the people that live here in the city of Benton Harbor. We are fighting for our lives. They never known that black people will stand up to white folks like this. And it's so amazing. They just came out with the water testing results, and it's 14 parts per billion of lead, the action level. And they're doing a victory lap like it's something. See, you're supposed to have zero amount of lead in your water, zero. But they don't know no better. The residents here, they don't read up on that stuff. You know, they're so busy partying and outdoing out this and doing that, fighting with each other. And that has created a monster here. But reality is 14 parts per billion of lead is nothing to sit down and write home to mom about. There's no reason for you to do a victory lap at 14 parts per billion of lead. That's way too much lead. They don't know. When you don't know, you just don't know, you know. And, you know, we have these elected officials here who these people went out and voted for them, not because they felt that they could do a good job. They voted for them only because they was their friends or relatives. They can elect in Harbor a dog. A dog can get elected in the city of Benton Harbor, especially if everybody like him. You don't need that many votes. See, that's the killing part. You don't need that many votes to be elected to an official here in the city of Benton Harbor, you see. And once they get in there, the first thing they go to, they start subscribing with World Food Corporation, the evil, evil, wicked empire, you see. Another thing, don't buy World Food products. Do not buy World Food products. Do not buy them. They got Amanda, they got KitchenAid, all those different things. Look it up before you buy a stove and refrigerator, a washer and dryer. Make sure you find out who made that product, because they're evil and they're wicked. World Food Corporation, you know, they're also the Harbor Shores Project is one of their projects. But we have to make sure that we're doing all the things that we have to do, not for ourselves, but for the future of our children. This is where we're at today. We must show them, you know, and remember, it's not just one thing. It's everything. When you black, you the only thing, you can't even call the police in Benton Harbor or Benton Township. You can't do it. You know, they won't do it. The first thing they say on the 911 call is a person that need help, black or white. They want to know that. You know, if it's white, they'll zoom out there. If they black, they got all day. But this is how they deal. And then let me tell you this, you know, to have a baby here is crucial, because you got to remember that you got a bigger chance of your baby dying here probably than anywhere else in the country, even when them third world countries. You got a better chance of your baby surviving in a third world country than here. And that's important, you know. They're talking about abortion now, and you should see them, how they running around here trying to, well, you shouldn't have abortion, you shouldn't do this. And they don't care nothing about no babies, especially a black baby, you see. And I know, everybody, well, black folks don't know no better. They do know better, you know. All you have to do is take the time out, open a book, and deal with it. That's simple. You see, and a lot of times we don't do that. So, you know, we got to get out here and make sure we're doing everything we need to do. I won't be long today, but I'm going to be short. I got to talk about the Sambo of the Year Award, because when I got off the show yesterday, while they was flooding my the email box, and my secretary was trying to get everything in so we can have it, so she can read them and determine what's what. So here's the count right now. You got Marcus Simeon, the mayor. He's at 472. Marcus Singer, the mayor, for the Sambo of the Year Award. And he deserved it. Even his wife so told him. He got six children. He was pumping up with babies every chance he got, so she wouldn't be able to go out nowhere. And she told him, she said, "I'm a single parent. I don't have a husband. You know, I have to do these children all by myself." And she did. She the one who was handling all the work. This guy didn't even pick his children up from school, and he was available. Yeah, so that's how that is. He didn't get a chance to pick up his children, and he just didn't do. And he's a scumbag, but the point is, he received 472 votes. 472 votes. And you know, give that man some love. He really deserves the Sambo of the Year Award for the second year in a row. He deserves it. You see, he deserves the Sambo of the Year Award for the second year in a row. He deserves it, and you got to give it to him. Make sure that when you we had a really good day voting yesterday, and let's keep it moving. Then we have Dwayne C. You know, he's up to 394 votes. So he you know, he almost 100 behind. But he's a scumbag too. So but give him some love. He deserves a few votes. So don't be shy. Give him some love. I love this battle between him and Marcus Singer, the mayor. I love that battle. You know, he's at 472 and Dwayne Seitz is at 394, and they battling. I mean, this is sweet as they come. I love it. I love the energy that the people are doing right now at this time. Also, we have his mother, Marletta Seitz. She's in third place, and she has 370 votes for the Sambo of the Year Award, which is really, really, really good. People know who she is, and they want her. She's 102 behind Marcus Singer, the mayor, and she's 24 behind her son, Dwayne. She's 24 votes, and this is a battle that everybody needs to see and participate in, because it's going down to the wire. I just got a feeling that this is going to be the greatest Sambo award ever given. This is going to top Detroit, and Detroit is number one. This is going to top Detroit. I had to vote longer, because I want to make sure that everybody can get a chance to vote, even the ones forget. So we're going to make sure it happens. Then we have Ron Singleton, the silent assassin. That's what he is. He's the silent assassin. You know, he's at 350 votes for the Sambo of the Year, which is good. Which is good. He's right in there. He's in there, hammering away. I like it. I like the season. Then we have Judge Mayfield. She's at 344 votes. And it's huge, because people, you know, they don't read about her. They don't read up on her and how things are. But I like it, because this is a tight race. Talking about the Sambo, I've had so many people calling me Want to know more about the sample of the year? How can they get it started? You can get one started in your city. All you have to do is put out a nomination. But I want it to be nominated by the residents of that city. But everybody can vote once they have the information. That's how it becomes more fair. So if you are a Sambo or if you know a Sambo and you want to nominate him for an award, that's how you start everything. And then you have a dinner, a nice dinner, after all the votes have been counted, and then you give them an award, and which is nice. I mean, it's beautiful. So Judge Mayfield with 344. She's right there on the cup. She's down by over 100 from Marcus Singer, the mayor here, and she's down by almost 150. Well, no, she's down by 50 to 6, and she got the mama by 26. I mean, the mama is down 26, and then Singleton is up by 6. So it's really a beautiful thing just watching how people actually care about something like this, because they know that these people are who they are. And, you know, a leper spot never changed. And then we have the chief of police, Dan McGinnis. Now, he's one of the worst chief of police that we have ever had in all our days. One of the worst chief of police in the history of mankind. There is no chief of police worse than him. None. He's horrible. I think they have asked him to retire. He's a young guy. He's not old. Asked him to retire, but he's been with the force, I don't know, 20, 25 years. I don't know. But he's been bad for 20, 25 years. That's the thing. So he has 340 votes already. So, I mean, these votes are really coming in. I love it. I love the energy, and some of the comments that these people are making is huge. You know, they want to congratulate the Benton Harbor Community Water Council, and then they go into talking about these people, you know, and how they try to do in the residents of Benton Harbor. Yeah, and they're going to continue doing it because the people in Benton Harbor, they don't have the knowledge and the wisdom to stand up for what's right. Here's another thing. For the next 5 years, the people that live in Benton Harbor, the people that live in Benton Harbor, check this out. Water rate is going to go up 10% every July 1st. Water that's contaminated, and nobody's saying a word. Well, they call me. They want me to do something. So they don't mind me getting out there, getting my head cut off and everything, because they don't care. All they care about is what? And then you don't have enough people willing to stand up. Who's going to be stupid enough to pay 10% every year? You know, it really, it's like an increase on an increase. That's how you're dealing with that. It's an increase on an increase. That's what that's all about. But my thing is that we can make them pay with the lawsuit, but we need to make them pay now. Black folks don't have money like that. Especially, and this is one of the poorest communities in the world, you see. The poorest community, and that's why you can buy and sell these elected officials. So we get a chance to do something, and I want to make sure that the Sambo of the Year Award is be heard all around the country. And I tell you this, we are doing a great job. I'm going to go over the total. The mayor, Marcus Singer, he has 472. Then we have his sidekick, Dwayne Cease, has 394. Then we have his mother. They're like a package. You can vote for two people. That's, you know, on every email. And she's at 370. And then you have Judge Mayfield. No, Ron Singleton. He's at 350. And then you have Judge Mayfield, who's at 344. And then you have the chief of police, Dan McGinnis, at 340. I tell you, you get out there and vote. You simply vote by sending an email to BANCO9342@sbcglobal.net. Let me repeat that. Banco, BANCO, 9342@sbcglobal.net. Get your vote in. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to move on to the Pinckney and Pinckney show. It won't be on Facebook. It will be on Facebook, but it'll be on another level. Let me move on. Thank you for listening, and we're moving on. Amen and amen and amen. Let me bring in my first guest, James. And I know that he got a lot to say because he was warming up yesterday. He couldn't, I know his lips was itching yesterday to get on the show because I know that he had a lot to say. And James, my good friend from Detroit, talk to me. What's on your mind, big fella? What's on your mind?
Well, you know, Reverend Pinckney, we can go way back to when they first brought us here from another country. We still laugh. And it's because Detroit was sold out by the black radio hosts. See, they was put together to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Ben Harbor. Ben Harbor got led in the water. You're a black pastor, reverend, or whatever. How many come to the rescue of the blacks that live in Ben Harbor? How many pastors came to the rescue for their own people? I saw on the news last week, they had some pastors in Detroit was on the news. And they're bragging about, we have got 7,000 blacks to take the coronavirus, the vaccine. But nobody go to Ben Harbor. None of these pastors go to Ben Harbor. See, if Donald Trump was still in office, they'd blame it on Donald Trump. Nobody want to blame Joe Biden and Al Sharpton. For Al Sharpton to have the key to the White House, and nobody goes to Ben Harbor, you know, and to hear these black women that live in Michigan that call all of these shows and nobody say, well, Al Sharpton should have went to Ben Harbor. But I guess the blacks that live in Ben Harbor don't count. They don't count. That's the number one problem. Maybe if we stop supporting Al Sharpton, because on his show, he gets 3 hours Monday through Friday. Not one time have he ever mentioned lead in the water at Ben Harbor. Time. These black women, they love Al Sharpton that much that they will sacrifice the kids, the babies that live in Ben Harbor. Just like that black baby that was executed in the city of Warren, a 6-year-old black baby. And to hear these black women talking about the right to vote, women's right for an abortion, but you had a baby that was born, that was 6 years old, that was executed, and these black women won't even mention it. You know, they had that trial. They sentenced that guy the other day. Last week, I wasn't able to talk on your show because I guess he was booked up. They let the family talk in the courtroom. They let the Arab that did the killing speak, and not one 910 radio host talked about that.
Mm.
Not one black woman that lived in the state of Michigan. She talk about everything else, but nobody talk what the Arabs do killing the blacks. They only want to talk about what white folks do. Well, the Arabs is doing the work of the white folks. Don't y'all understand
there
that, Miss Black Lady? See, black lady, do you understand that? When the black women speak, they doing the killing, and it's legal because the white folks don't do it now. They got somebody else to do it for them. This is why we will never be one as a good race. We're through. We can't stick together because we can't get together first. Stop talking about what the white man is doing. Let's talk about what anybody is doing to kill him. Anybody. Because a black woman shouldn't have the right to say nothing if they don't speak and defend that black baby that was killed. To hear that family break down in the courtroom and cry the other day on the news, and all these black radio hosts covered it up. Sam got off the radio, so his replacement is Jewel Johnson, ex-state representative out of Inkster. you. That's another big cover-up. He haven't been on the radio in the last 2 or 3 weeks. You know why? He's back locked up. But they won't tell you that. He's violated again.
What happened?
He got caught drinking again. He ain't supposed to be drinking. See? But they won't tell you. They got a fill-in on his show every morning. But the news let it slip out. See, this is how we get corrupt politicians. Because of what he did, and he kept asking for the state police to call the governor. He gave her name out. You can see it all on YouTube. Somehow the prosecutor wanted him to go to prison. Somebody pulled some strings. He didn't go. Which means now, whenever his probation is over with and he still got that job, he owes somebody a favor, which means you got to vote the way we tell you to vote because we did you a favor. See, we don't need no more black politicians. No more, because all of them is sellouts. They're not going to let you get in unless you be a sellout. So when you see somebody running that's black, you might as well just vote for the white person because the black ain't going to do nothing. Since we had black politicians, when have they ever done anything for the black race? Mm-hmm. Never have, and they never will. Because we let Al Sharpton do all the speaking for us. Look at the wealth he accumulated. And look at the black race. What wealth have we accumulated? Al Sharpton covered up that killing of that six-year-old baby. That execution-style killing was less than 20 miles from National Network headquarters. And they won't even discuss it. Because they done accepted that money from the Arabs. And if he talk about it, he got to get that money back. Mm-hmm. And you know a black man will never get no money back. He just gonna keep his mouth shut.
Absolutely.
See,
hey,
this
you know,
is our
you
problem.
Know, El Sharpton going to Russia. He's going to bring Brittany Griner home. He said.
Well, you know what? Just like Jesse Jackson was going to go get them Americans back when they kept them captive for 444 days. A black man word ain't worth nothing. It's just to make Al Sharpton look like he done something. He probably going over there to get his finger waves redone. They got a better hair salon over there. So they can rise up to cover up that bald spot in the top of his head. Al Sharpton is nothing but a sellout. Because how can Al Sharpton always use Martin Luther King's son, Maxine Waters, but he can't use them to go to Ben Harbor to get laid out of these black babies' body. See?
Mm.
This is the problem. This is the problem. As long as you've been on your show, nobody said Al Sharpton should have went to Ben Harbor. Not even black women that talk so highly of Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton, he's going to Grand Rapids, but she never said he should have went to Ben Harbor. See, that's the problem. Too much money being spread around. Too much money being spread around amongst our blacks. This is why we'll never get nowhere. Stop talking about what the white man is doing and tell on the black people that's doing it to their own race. The black.
There you go.
Politicians, black politicians, black all 9, 10 black radio hosts, they just didn't sell out Detroit. They sold out the black race in the United States because when Detroit falls, every black city falls because Detroit is the biggest, blackest city in the United States. Yeah, they're going to be rich. Banker Lay Thompson, I bet you never put it in his column, the black people are dying in Ben Harbor. I heard him tell on his show, Al Sharpton going to Grand Rapids, I got to hurry up and get up there. But he never once said Al Sharpton should have went to Ben Harbor. See, this is why the black race will never succeed. Al Sharpton should be in prison. That's right. Because he have turned his back on his race of people. Look how they did with the Haitians coming across the border. Look how they whipped them with them bull whips. 9-10 couldn't get 5-day coverage. They covered it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Come Friday, they played golf on the radio the whole day of Friday. This is the respect they show to the black race. This is the respect they show. 2018, Banker Lay Thompson took off the air for a week or two. And you can tell something was wrong in the sound of Sam's voice when he came on. Everybody kept saying, Sam, what happened to Banker Lay? Sam was a little worried too. But see, then they put him back on. He had to go to school to take the class to become a professional sellout. Because when he came back home, that's when his words changed. His words changed. And they all took note. Terry Leon Jackson, same way. He was put off the air, too. And he was a Republican. After Joe Biden won, they put him back on. His story was, I don't like the way the Republican and Donald Trump doing my race of people. Donald Trump needs cheated on his wife.
Mm.
But guess what? Come to find out, on Kerry Leon Jackson's show, he announced his wife was divorcing him, called him cheating. See what I'm saying? Al Sharpton. His wife got a divorce.
Yeah.
She divorced him, too. But he talks about Donald Trump's wife cheating.
Mm.
They all cheat. The black ones cheat.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is why we have to change. The next white-on-black killing, let Al Sharpton do all the talking by himself. Let him support it by himself. Because for some reason, they get paid big money, and the rest of the black race gets nothing. He always say, what we got to do, we got to do. They get that settlement. We don't get none. We constantly get more white cops killing blacks. He going to Russia. He need this. No, they should lock them up over there. They should lock him up over there.
So what you saying?
They should put some
marijuana and drugs in his bag, huh? And keep him over there.
Well, guess what? He the one snitched on Don King. He snitched on Don King, the boxing promoter. Hell, Sharpton did.
Yeah, not only him.
See,
he snitched on his lawyer. His lawyer was took his case. He had about 48 felonies. And he won. The guy won, and he snitched on his lawyer, and he lost his license.
That's right. And the 15-year-old black girl back in 1987, Al Sharpton was part of that cover-up. That girl knows she wasn't raped by five white men. See what I'm saying? Al Sharpton was part of that. See, this is the problem. He have out-slicked himself. He ain't got to stop, but we can stop him. All we got to do is don't support him, because he damn sure ain't supporting the black race. Al Sharpton, I wish you could have Al Sharpton and Bankole on your show and let me call in. Because I'm going to ask him, Bankole Thompson, when that black woman got beat up by the Arab at the liquor store on the west side of Detroit, you talked about Wendell Anthony like he stole a government Jeep. For 2-3 months straight, that's all 9-10 hosting. They talk about Wendell Anthony. He did see that.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When they had that big rally protest at the liquor store on Pierton and Coyle, last 2020 or 2021, on a Saturday, Bankole Thompson don't even work on Saturdays. He never showed up. Wendell Anthony came over there and spoke to defend that black woman. Bankole Thompson ain't showed up yet because he's probably looking at a pawn shop trying to buy some, what's my man, he always playing a Bob Marley records. That's all he do is play Bob Marley music. But he didn't show up.
Yeah.
Sam didn't show up. Not one radio host from 910 showed up to defend that black woman. But they talk about Wendell Anthony every day. But he showed up. He showed up. And he defended that black woman. Bankole Thompson, why don't you defend Ben Harper? You gave out a phone number this year because GMC dealership of Ferndale sold a black woman a car that wasn't right. You gave out that dealer phone number and told everybody that will listen to call that dealership and badmouth the salesman. How many phone numbers did you give out in Ben Harbor to defend the black people that live in Ben Harbor? Why didn't you give out the mayor's phone number like Reverend Pinckney gives out? Reverend Pinckney let you know that the mayor ain't no good. But Bankole Thompson, you can't give out that phone number? What's wrong with you, Bankole? You done collected too much illegal money? That's the problem. How do you lose a big black city because none of the black hosts supported the citizens? And you got half the citizens that call, they getting paid too. They agree with the radio host. That's how you can tell they all getting paid. You sold out your own people. So if it's legal for the Arabs to kill a black baby, execution style, it should be illegal for the white men to kill black folks too. Because if you're either going to do the work of the Lord and do what God say, or you're going to be the devil and cover it up. So all you black women always talking about white on black killing, if you didn't support this black family that got executed, a little black baby, you're a devil and a demon. It's just what you are. There is no God for you. There can't be. How can it be that when you allow this execution to a black six-year-old, but you say you want the right to have an abortion? You shouldn't have no right for nothing because you didn't stand up for that family. And to listen to that family in the courtroom break down and cry, last week it was on there. Now, let me ask you this, Reverend Pinckney, long as you had your show, have you heard anybody other than me talk about that six-year-old baby got executed? Nope. They all know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they ain't gonna talk about it. You the only one asked me one day about that. And I know they hear me talking about it. They won't comment on it either. Because Al Sharpton gave them the word. Don't talk about it.
That's right.
And they ain't talking about it either.
Off this radio. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
right. I gotta move on, big fella. I might get back to you later on. And listen, take care of yourself and hang in there because I'm going to bring in my good friend Annette, and I'm hoping Dr. Taz come on today, but he's a doctor, so he'd be pretty busy. But if not, you know, I'm going to get you back in here because I know you got a lot to say. All right?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Annette. How you doing, girl?
I ask people, is that a trick question?
No. You know, but look, hey, Annette, all we want is the truth. You're doing good, doing bad, or you're doing okay, or whatever it is, because, you know, black folks always say they're doing all right. Even if they got a knife in their back, they still come, I'm all right. They'll say that in a minute.
They do, and not only that, I say that because whenever I say, I'm blessed and highly favored and no stress, no mess, no sickness, no diseases, all by the grace of God that strengthened me on a daily basis, and no weapon and no evil tongue spoken against me shall prosper against me or the fruit of my womb. And I tell you, I think what happens is they say, okay, well, we're going to go and do some more stuff and see if you're going to be okay. But like I said, I'm always going to be okay. I'm always going to be blessed. I'm always highly favored, no matter what is coming at me. And to whom much is given, so much is required. And so when we're talking about $32 trillion that has been stolen and hidden, and one of the things I really want to reiterate the fact, I have actually been looking online because I want to give accurate information, but I haven't been able to find it just yet. But I do think tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, I think it's going to be West Coast time or either. Anyway, please be looking for the Pandora hearings to be in Congress, talking again about when we say that we don't have anything. No. All of this belonged to us, and it's been wrongfully stolen. The Pandora Papers have revealed a lot of these people, wealthy people, 130 billionaires, and it's 117 countries so far that are actually a part, and 330 politicians. Please let me bring that up. 330 politicians so far. And so, again, the people that we are going to and electing, these are the people who are stealing our money, hiding our money, having these shell companies and making money, not giving us the money. So now I do have my my co-warrior. And I want to, before that, I just want to let James know I'm on the page with him because, again, I've gone to these black media and they have shut us down, squashed us, refused to bring up issues that are affecting us and our community. So I'm with James, and I'm definitely with, again, like they said.
Annette, before you bring in your friend, let me bring in my good friend, Dr. Tan, because, you know, because I know that his time is short, but I'll get right back with you. Let me bring him in, then I'll get back with you, okay?
Sure.
All right. And let me bring in my good friend, Dr. Tan from Benton Harbor, Michigan. The only black doctor in Benton Harbor. Talk to me, black doctor.
Yeah, thank you, Reverend Pitney. Only real physician in the city of Benton Harbor, pediatrician and adult internal medicine. But what I think you're making some excellent points, but let's we need to be focused on ourselves and not on others. Our people are getting distracted. When we look at ourselves, we looked at 46% of all the hotels, you know, are owned by Chinese and by Koreans. The other thing is that in America, we see that the people who are called immigrants are Latin Americans and these Afghanistans and Ukrainians, and immigrants get special rights. And here we are the only non-immigrant people in the whole United States. And so now people are wasting their time. Black people are wasting their time. Black people are wasting their time talking about Roe versus Wade. They don't have a damn thing to do with black people. What you have to understand is that every time when we started talking about black issues, just like in the civil rights movement, it was a civil rights, human rights movement that they wind up taking over. It was only black people out there being beat up and dying for the most part, black people who were getting hosed down, bit by dogs, shot, killed, men and women. And then when they put the civil rights show together, they turned it over to the Southern whites, and the Southern whites add people who didn't fight. The Native American wasn't fighting. The Native American used to be slave owners. The Alaskan wasn't fighting. He's up there in his igloo. The mainland Puerto Rican wasn't fighting. Where was he? The Mequistan or the Mexican, he wasn't fighting. But what wound up happening, the only person who was fighting in that group of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X was the African American, and he winds up being a part of the Civil Rights Bill. But then these other groups are added to the Civil Rights Bill who didn't fight in the Civil Rights Bill. And the slap on the face, which is what the same thing they did back in the 1840s, it would ties in to Roe versus Wade, is that they wind up adding white women. White women who are the numerical majority when it comes to white men. Again, white women outnumber white men. White women outnumber white men. White women are 52% of the population, and yet they are added on the Civil Rights Bill as a minority. And that's why 85% of all minority businesses are owned by white women. They got 51% ownership. All the white men did was give their wives 1% more than them ownership, and now they get all the federal contracts. And the rest of the minority contracts go to a few blacks and others who don't even qualify or are not listed as true minorities. So we actually have to go back to the 1968 definition of minority, because our diversity and inclusion means you divide out the black and you include everybody else. You include the Arab, you include the Latin and the Hispanic, you include the Afghanistan and Ukraine. And it's insane that they're going to bring in Ukraine and Afghanistan and give them almost like $250,000, and they don't want to give reparations to one Negro in America. So the distraction when we started talking about reparations, they satisfied these Congress niggas, these senator Negroes, these state Negroes, these city official Negroes. They satisfied them in their stupidity by giving them a Juneteenth holiday, but not reparations. So it's a distraction. What you have to understand is that the women's movement came in to take away from the civil rights movement. The women's movement came away to take away the women from the civil rights movement, because the black women had been made educated fools. The black women had been tricked into being educationally ignorant. And so they left the civil rights movement to go into the women's movement, leaving Martin Luther King and Malcolm X dry. And now what we have is this whole Roe versus Wade. white women have always had the right to vote. White women have always had the right to vote. Going even back into the only thing that a white woman who didn't vote was that you didn't have property. Any white woman who owned property had the right to vote. So when they went into the 1919 to give the women the right to vote, that was to give white women the right to vote who did not own property. It had nothing to do with black people. It had nothing to do with black women. It was to give white women the right to vote. And so what we have to look at is that white women are the dominant in the society in terms of being 52%, and that they get 100% of the inheritance of what their husbands, who are white men, and now today they still get 87% of the inheritance. They get 47% of all the jobs, make up 42% of the populations, and have the double right to vote in that, one, if they own property, they can vote. Two, if they don't own property, they can vote. And they get 85% of the minority contracts. And none of the black Negroes will say anything about that, because we don't have black leadership. We have Negro leadership. We don't have House Negro leadership. We have the House Negroes have been so messed up psychologically in terms of post-traumatic stress disorder that they actually see themselves as white-skinned, as black-skinned whites. See, our politicians see themselves as black-skinned whites, and you can tell it because they won't use the word black. They want to say people of color or brown or people of color. They don't even want to use the word black because subconsciously they hate black. So anyone who uses people of color or brown brown people or people of color, that's someone who hates black, who hates themselves, and that's where you have to start pulling your vote. And we forgot something very simple. Which is called veto. How you veto a politician is you recall them. We forgot how to do a recall. It's on your phone. You can do a recall on your phone. We need to understand that we need to tell politicians when they lie to us, mistreat us, and don't do right for us, then we need to recall them. And that's what we have to do, a shake-up, so there'll be a wake-up. So this is what we have to do. So we have to focus on the black family, not on the black woman, not on the black man. We have to focus on the black family, which is the black man as the husband to a black woman and to the black child. Without that, we are going to be eliminated, because every immigrant is being given more resources than us, and we have yet to be compensated for 400 years. How can you be bankrupt and then going to compete with people who have been given land grants? How are you going to compete with people who have been given money money grants to do land grant colleges to become more educated, to give businesses grants, to give mortgages? How are you going to compete when they give you nothing and then they say, okay, you're complaining. All right, now everything is equal. Don't leave the past out, and let's just move forward. No, you can't move forward if my bank account is empty on a Monopoly game and you got $100,000 and you're starting off playing a Monopoly. Black people have been playing Monopoly with zero money, while white people and other groups have been playing with money. And they're giving, you know, trying to give $250,000 to an Afghanistan who sees themselves as white, who's identified as white by the Homeland Security, by NIS. Every single person coming in is identified as white, except those who are coming from Haiti and Africa. What did Biden and Harris say about black people since they've been in office 3 years? They never mentioned black people except when they told them to round up the blacks and send them back to Haiti. That's the only comment that they had on blacks. And when blacks wanted reparations, what did they do? They gave them a Juneteenth holiday to make them go away.
There you go. Absolutely, Doc. Absolutely. Absolutely. You heard about Eric Schaffer going over to Russia to bring Brittany Griner home. What you think about that?
See, Al, the FBI informant, Sharpton. Remember, the FBI was initially the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Then it became Find Blacks and Incarcerate. Then George Bush turned it into Faith-Based Initiative. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still there?
Okay. So yeah. I'm sorry about that. So what wind up happening is that here you have this FBI informant, and it's also known that Jesse Jackson, FBI informant, so they could send two of those over there it don't make a difference. It's just stage and drama trying to make them look like they're somebody when they're nobodies. And she's over there for smoking
yeah.
weed, so I ain't no crocodile tears for her.
Absolutely, absolutely. So listen, Doc, I really appreciate your take on this. I think it's outstanding. And I want you to know that we love you. And every Monday you're gonna have a spot on this show to do whatever your heart desires. And we're gonna move forward. I gotta clean it up with Annette. I gotta let you go, Doc. Really, really appreciate right. you. Love you. Hey, you want some water this week or what?
Yes, sir. Remember
you,
that we
you
got
good.
Your water is keeping the gardens going, so we're still using your water to water the community gardens. You're
Amen.
Making it happen. You're keeping the plants alive and you're keeping the children alive.
How you said what Jesse said? Keep hope alive.
No, he said keep hope alive.
all right, Doc, I gotta let you go. Let's talk soon. All right, my brother. All right, that was the one and only Dr. Tan. Let's get back to Annette because I know her and her friend is waiting patiently, and she's going to clean the show up with whatever she got to say. So go for it, Annette.
Okay, you're talking to the cleanup women.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm bringing it. I'm bringing
it. Stop that, Annette. No, don't say that. You're going to clean up women. It's going down. Let's talk.
Okay, we got to clean the water, we got to clean the corruption, I'm just saying to clean up women. Okay, Ms. Doris Hicks, you take it away, Ms. Doris.
Oh, yes, you know, it's all good. We're going to make it into a good thing. How you doing, Reverend Tiffany? It's so good.
You know what? I'm just rocking and rolling, trying to make it happen. Trying to keep this evil empire off my back, because, hey, it's going down, and a few of these sellouts. We got the sample going. Oh man, this is huge. I didn't realize so many people really care. You know, we had almost 500 for one person. We got probably 2,500 people that voted already.
Okay.
Wow.
Good. Yes, I think people socially they waking up. They waking up.
Yeah.
Social conscious.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't anticipate all this.
Yeah.
Well, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes,
and it's the next phase. But yes, we are very excited, and I can never stress enough. I mean, we're just on this side of the door, and all we got to do is push it across the finish line. The Davis Brothers Lumber Company and the Hicks Land Management. This is, like we said, a $32 trillion estate that has been hidden and stolen from us. And, again, one of the things we're doing with the whistleblower, I think I may have sent that to you, the whistleblower lawsuit, Doris Hicks and the Hicks Land Management LLC, along with the Davis Brothers, we have whistleblower lawsuits. The Hicks lawsuit is for the people who are getting their money but not getting their money. And the Davis mm-hmm. Brothers is for the people who own the property, own a family business, and we have no access, no profits, no nothing to our business. So, again, these are both whistleblower lawsuits. And anyone, if you Google, like we said, the Davis Brothers Lumber, this is Ansley, Louisiana, Ansley. This is very important. Please do this because you're going to get an electronic ticket. Once you get this electronic ticket, and we have been asking the pastors to please come on, bring your congregations on, because you can use one email address for every single person you want to sign up to be a whistleblower. Because what happens is when you Google Davis Brothers, you want to go onto the Open Corporate you want to go into the open corporate page. That is the company that is operating in real time globally with over 1,481,000. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure how many companies. However, when you click on that, when you click on the Davis Brothers and you come to the home page, you're going to click on the registry page, that registry. You're going to register yourself as being a whistleblower for the Davis Brothers Lumber Company, and it's been fraud because the Secretary of the State is going to come up on the business page, and you're going to see where he says that he's the survivor of our family business. Now, how much more fraud can you get when you're having, supposed to be now, they even told Donald Trump he couldn't, you know, be an elected official with private business, but he's on our page, and you've stole the company. So anyway, when you click on that, when you click on the registry page, at the very, very bottom, it says get help. When you go in there to get help, you fill out your electronic ticket. When you fill out that electronic ticket, the state of Louisiana is going to send you back to your email acknowledging that you've contacted them. Now, when we get about, 10,000 hits letting them know you are committing fraud, I'm a part of this lawsuit, again, it's $32 trillion. And as whistleblowers, whistleblower lawsuits give you 10 to 30% of whatever has been recovered. If we're talking $32 trillion, well, then I think about 10% of that is $32 billion. Again, it's putting somebody to do it. I don't have that many fingers and toes. But what we're saying is anybody, and like you're saying, we are people who want everybody else to go do the work. And then when the money comes, they got their hand out. This will not be happening. We have people who have lost their lives, who have died, who have been raped, killed, murdered, put their bodies on the train track. The Ku Klux Klan, the rioting and burning that birthed the Deacons for Defense, against the Daughters of Defense. We are rising up and we're reclaiming what has been wrongfully taken and stolen. And the ones who tap in, and this is another way, again, whether you call the governor, whether you email, whether you put it on Facebook and post, long as you can actually produce proof that you have participated in blowing the whistle, you will share whatever profits or whatever settlement or whatever the proceeds, you will be a part and have all your family members, so that way they're not asking you for your money. But make sure the people who are doing the work are the people who are getting paid. That's not right or fair for people to be working, putting their lives on the line. And trust me, when we saying we're putting your life on the line, you really are, because you're dealing with 130 billionaires and 330 politicians. They don't get no dirtier than that. So, again, but we are the majority. Now you have 1% controlling 99%. I got a problem with that ratio. So This is what we're asking everyone to do. Now, Ms. Doris, I'm going to let you please take over and finish out the show. Okay.
Well, it seems like you just about covered it all there, Annette. You know, you do have a right to pursue your history, so that you don't repeat your past, not all aspects of your past. So I would just like to, you know, give a little tidbit of information to people who are searching, like for their history or their past or their ancestors. You can always check the census, the slave census, like the 1800s in your state. You can always check the state census as well as the federal. You can call the archives, and that's a good place to get information on former military. If you have a relative, a favorite uncle, grandparent, and they could have passed away, but they were in the military, you can always contact the Washington, D.C. archives. And they'll provide all that information, you know, to you if there were any medals, you know, that they're holding for your loved one. And they'll ask you if you want them. So there's lots of ways to trace your lineage, and as well as check the books in the libraries at the colleges and universities. Those carry lots of information of, you know, the settlers or whoever, you know, from the past, or a local person wrote a book, you know, and talked to people. You know, but all that helped us, you know, in our journey thus far. And, you know, God is still directing our paths to make sure that we can distribute, you know, the funds to the people.
Yes. And of course, findmyfunds.com. Please access that website. Put in family members' names, especially maybe some of your ancestors, your grandparents' names, and see if there are funds, unclaimed funds. And a lot of this is how we really got started and have discovered and uncovered, like we said, a whole lot of hidden history, documents, and wealth and inheritance that has been withheld from us. And again, McDonald Monday, no fast foods on Monday. Ticket Tuesday, no gambling, no lottery tickets, no scratchers. Walmart Wednesday, no March stores. And please, whatever you do, do not go to Walmart on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursday, do not buy any gasoline. And they did a report showing that people have actually reduced buying so much gas. We got to celebrate the small victories as well. So, again, no gas on Thursday and no alcohol. No gas, no alcohol, Thirsty Thursday. Foreign Friday, do not go to foreigners on Friday. We got to demand anybody we're doing business with, they got to do business back with the black community. We go and support all the cultures and communities around the world. But, again, even for Juneteenth, it was like only black people were celebrating when the world should celebrate. So these are some things that are unacceptable, and we are going to make sure that we're doing our part to help organize. And just like James said, we got to come together. And our black media, they're the voice for us to be galvanized. And again, I don't know, when it comes to Reverend Pinckney, You're doing your part. I got to give you your props.
Amen. Yes. Amen. And
you're doing your part.
Yeah, absolutely. But listen, I got to move on. It's almost that time. I got to give the people the sample information so they can continue to vote and keep this thing moving. Mm-hmm. And I want people to vote. Don't forget, the nominees are Mayor Marcus Singer. We have Dwayne Seats, and we have his mama, Marletta Seats, and we have Judge Mayfield, and we have Ron Singleton, the silent killer, and we have Dan McGinnis. And you vote by just sending an email to banco9342@sbcglobal.net. And I will give you the total again on Sunday. And let's keep it moving, because I tell you, this is what I'm shocked that these folks is this hot on this sample. And these people deserve it. You know, give these people some love. They deserve the Sample of the Year Award. And let's keep it moving, because I think you see, it's something to give to their children. The son, I was a sample. Don't you be a sample. That's what they want to tell their children. You know, and that's why they're getting this award. We're gonna try to get a big trophy so they can't hide it. You know, have it sent to them by FedEx, and the mailman, the FedEx man is gonna say, Sample of the Year, you won. Anyhow,
I just ran out of time.
And yeah. So we're gonna keep it moving, keep it going, and And then we're not going to let this thing go. You know, a lot of people have been calling how they can start the Sambo Award.
Yes.
You know, just get people to nominate. That's all. And let's make it happen.
Okay.
The Sambo of the Year is here. It's here. Let's neutralize these sellouts. Talk to y'all later. See y'all next Sunday, 5 o'clock. Have a great, great, great week. And we'll talk soon.